I'm going to go right to the big news.
The largest newspaper in New Hampshire officially endorsing Newt Gingrich for the Republican nomination.
There's no way that I can guarantee that some more mess is going
to
come up.
Trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
All right, lots to talk about this week. You just heard a couple of bullet points there. Newt Gingrich becoming the front runner, the Kane train riding off the rails, and a sunset to the long and illustrious yet fiery career of Senator Barney Frank of the Democrats. Joining us this morning is our crew. Jeff Yang writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal and blogs for our co-producer WNYC, It's a Free Country. Farai today is a journalist and blogger at Farai.com. And Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, contributor not just to The Takeaway, but also to It's a Free Country, the political website for our co-producer WNYC. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Well, let's begin with jobs since we're expecting those numbers sometime this morning. We're getting both good and bad news here. Well, I wouldn't say bad news. It's all pretty good, but it's tepid. Jeff, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, at this point, like, it's almost we're at a no bad news is good news situation, right? But there is sort of a green shoots feeling going on right now. The markets look like they're reacting with a certain amount of optimism, and people are hoping that this is the sign that there's a more sustained economic rebound happening now. So we'll see.
And Farai, you're nodding as well?
Well, I definitely think that we have stabilized, but the reality is that we are so deep in the hole in terms of jobs. And people, every person who has been unemployed for long amounts of time, which is exactly what's happening in this economy, is someone who's spent down their savings, someone who's worried about their mortgage. You know, I mean, it's really about the ripple effects. It's not necessarily about the month-to-month numbers.
All right. Well, Ron, let me ask you. The president was in Pennsylvania yet again touting his jobs plan. How do you think he's doing on reaching the public as opposed to the politicians with the facets of his plan?
I don't think he's doing that well, Celeste. I think he's, running around the country saying the same thing. But I think people, regardless of their political affiliation, are thinking the same thing of, can Washington really solve this problem? Do they have the leadership? Do they have the vision? Do they have the direction to get America back on track? And I think it's just the president. It's not just the Congress. I just think it's the entire city that people are just getting a little bit tired of.
I think that is absolutely the case. I'm a journalist and I'm getting tired of them. Let's move on to one of the things that makes me tired, and that's Herman Cain and the endless accusations coming out. Farai, let's begin with you here. Why is the 13-year affair seem to be treated differently than all the accusations of sexual harassment?
Well, you know, any time that a man gives a woman money and doesn't tell his wife...
Oh,
because that's what Herman said. Oh, yeah. By the way, I've been giving her money and I didn't tell my wife. There's some things you might want to share with your wife, like women you give money to.
Ron, what about you? I mean, is Herman, I mean, we talked to you before. You said he's pretty much done. Are you saying he's finished?
Oh, he is. And I couldn't agree more with Farai. I mean, I've been married for almost 8 years now, and I can guarantee you, if my wife found out I was giving money to some woman that she didn't know about, oh, not only would my train be put back in the station, but there'd be other ramifications. Let me
figure out that. Yeah, no kidding. Not to mention the fact that, hello, the guy has not even gone to see his wife since the 13-year affair was announced. I mean, seriously.
Game over.
So, Jeff, this has obviously created an opening for Newt Gingrich that none of us thought.
Well, yes, and it's highly ironic, of course, that somebody who is an admitted and apparently, somebody who's seeking forgiveness from this serial philanderer is gaining more out of this revelation than anybody else, and Gingrich is rebounding in the face of Mitt Romney, 42-year faithful husband. Apparently, even social conservatives are rallying around Newt, which is a fascinating phenomenon.
Aren't politics fun?
Yeah, I definitely think that with Gingrich, there's the questions about his lobbying. You know, he says it's not lobbying. He's not a registered lobbyist, but he's been making, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars off of what appears to be lobbying or influence peddling. That may be interesting it's interesting to me as someone who looks at the chessboard, but I don't think that's going to sway his potential voters. But, the ethics questions about how he's operated since he left Congress, I think, should be examined.
But, Ron, be real with me here for just a second. Newt Gingrich as the nominee, do you think we're going to end up with Romney?
I do. I mean, I just don't think when push comes to shove that the former Speaker of the House, is going to be a viable candidate. He has so much baggage hanging around his neck. I think it's an albatross, and I think it's an albatross not only around his neck, but the party's.
It's
the Republicans
baggage, though.
Need a viable nominee, and I just don't believe that that's Speaker Newt Gingrich.
All right, something else that's captured the headlines, Farai, is this plea by two governors for the government to reclassify marijuana. I mean, this has been described as kind of punting the responsibility down the road. I mean, how should we view this?
Well, you know, this move comes after, you know, a long debate over whether medical marijuana is actually medical. The problem is that right now the classification of marijuana says that it has no medical benefits. And yet there are states like California that have medical marijuana laws.
16 states.
Right. And so one of the things that's fascinating to me here is that at the same time these two governors are pushing for the federal government to reclassify marijuana, there's a new study out that says that traffic fatalities drop significantly, as much as 17%. When medical marijuana laws are passed, because fewer people are drunk driving. Presumably, they're sitting at home eating cookies instead of drunk driving.
That is the most odd correlation. I mean, this is something for the Freakonomics guys.
It makes perfect sense. And what it really brings up is, like, marijuana was criminalized during the end of Prohibition, after the government had run this huge campaign against alcohol. The people who were at what would eventually become the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms knew they would be out of a job because alcohol was no longer illegal. And so the criminalization of marijuana has a very unsavory history, actually.
Okay, unsavory history for the criminalization of marijuana. Granted, absolutely, but we'll see if the future of it is unsavory as well. But I want to give a moment here to Barney Frank, who is retiring after decades in Congress. And let me start with you, Ron. I mean, is it fair to say that most Republicans are glad to see him go?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I think he was a worthy adversary. He has a sense of humor like a rapier wit. The guy was quite a piece of work. I didn't agree with him philosophically. I don't think many of us on the Republican side of the aisle agreed with him philosophically. But from a personal perspective, I think Barney Frank is going to be lost, and he's going to be missed in Congress quite a bit.
Come on, Ron, you're going to miss him, right? You won't have Barney to kick around anymore? I mean, I would say that there are probably many people in the GOP right now who are kind of going to rue the day that they don't have Barney to run against, effectively. And he was one of the most colorful and interesting and, yes, one of the smartest, I think, and cleverest members of that august body
and
that we have.
Journalists are definitely going to miss him, right?
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I'll miss him.
And I think it's interesting that he's someone who survived his own sexual indiscretion scandal and did it in a way that was kind of more of a take it or leave it, buddy. You know, I mean, he was not super apologetic.
All right. We generally do a guilty pleasure, and I want to get to this quickly. This is mine. Okay, this is John Huntsman's daughters doing their hip-hop duty with... I mean, what do you guys think of this? Is this good for John Huntsman?
Love the song. Not sure about the candidate.
They may be the only lasting thing to come out of his campaign. We'll see.
Ron Christie?
Yeah, I think they're kind of hip and he's kind of not.
That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, contributor to The Takeaway and It's a Free Country, the political website for our co-producer WNYC. Jeff Yang also blogs for It's a Free Country and writes the Dow Jones column for The Wall Street Journal. And Farai Chidea, journalist and blogger at Farai.com. Thanks to all three of you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Elise.
Back to you.
Give us your views on this great piece of pop music. Let's hear this a little more.
See you later. John Huntsman, the real job creator.
Yeah, I don't think Snoop is going to be calling anytime soon. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is back next week. This is The Takeaway.